Joe Biden, I guess he gave a speech a little bit earlier, again, pushing vaccinations, pushing boosters, talking about the new Omicron threat. Ooh, the new Omicron threat. Seems to be two schools of thought on this Omicron. First, we heard, oh, my God, it's a nightmare. It's the worst thing ever. And we have to, you know, have a travel ban from Africa, the southern portion of Africa, South Africa for sure. But other countries that are down there, like the Ivory Coast. They do love me some Ivory Coast. That's a soap, isn't it? Ivory Coast soap?
What it's, I use. Yeah, it's one of their new ones. Mm.
And so we panic and we put this travel ban on and everything. And then a doctor who's there says, okay, first off, there's only four cases of it. And secondly, these people aren't really suffering that badly. It's like they have a bad cold. I mean, that's really all it is. Now, we find out that it's a little bit too late for the travel ban because North America already has Omicron variants. There's two in Canada. Two patients have got the Omicron variant in Canada. When reached for comment, Canada said, oh, yeah, our bad. Sorry. Because they're so polite up there. And I don't know that this is something that we really should be freaking out about. I tend to be a wait and see kind of guy. Let's not lose our ever loving minds and let's not run off willy nilly and make a lot of stupid decisions based upon fear.
Did you hear the South African doctor about it?
The one who said that it was just, you know,
yeah,
it's four people and not that big a deal and everyone needs to calm down. I just said that. You were not listening. You were paying attention to something. You were doing your job.
Doing my job.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I have the quote if you want to listen to her.
No, I don't really want to.
Okay.
I basically told everybody what she said. So we don't need her. What do we need her for?
She's just a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not, it's, I don't know. It's probably not something worth freaking out about. But well, we'll see. In the meantime, we have Jack Dorsey stepping down as the CEO of Twitter. We have the a little bit more COVID news here. I find this, I don't know, difficult to wrap my mind around. A few weeks ago, you had something like 40% of TSA agents unvaccinated. 40%. And then they announced right before Thanksgiving, oh, it's 97% are vaccinated. I'm like, okay, either, you know, a huge number of TSA agents showed up and got vaccinated all at once, which, by the way, our vaccination numbers don't show that there was a giant surge of people right before Thanksgiving, okay? Or you're lying. You're just lying. You're lying about the number of people who have been vaccinated because you'd really rather not fire them because you're going to need them, and you realize what kind of a nightmare scenario you'd be looking at, particularly at, you know, high travel times during the holidays, if you don't have operational TSA agents there ready to do what needs to be done. So, I would not put it past the Biden administration to just flat out lie about it and just say, yeah, that's okay, and then quietly go to the TSA and go, you know, we're not going to fire anybody right now. You know, well, just wait till after the holidays, and we'll see if this works or whatever. I don't believe that suddenly you had a surge of TSA agents and other federal workers, by the way. That was the other thing, is they said something like 93 to 97% of all federal workers have been vaccinated now. And I'm thinking, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I don't buy it because, like I said, 2 weeks ago, there were still 40% unvaccinated. And if there had been a gigantic surge, we're talking about literally millions of people, okay? If there had been this gigantic surge in vaccinations, the numbers would show that. But we haven't seen that. The percent of people who are fully vaccinated remains at just under 60% in the United States of America. It hovers at just under 60%. 59.1%, I think is what it is. So how is it possible that 97% of federal workers have been vaccinated? It defies logic, is what I'm saying. And I think that the Biden administration is probably being less than truthful about the shock of shocks. They've been less than truthful about everything. I mean, Anthony Fauci went on to went on TV last night, just lied his ass off. Just lied the man's ass right off his body. The number of lies he told. I could play the quotes for you, and I might later. But the number of lies he told, and, you know, the biggest one is that he is science. I am science, and if you're picking on me, then you're picking on science. No, no, you're not science. You're a man who can't seem to decide. One day, nobody needs a mask, and you're also privately sending that to people in emails going, yeah, a cloth mask isn't going to do anything for you, don't bother. And then later, oh, no, everyone has to have a mask. And you know what? Two masks are better than one mask, and everyone should mask up, and we should all wear masks all the time. You know, one day this thing is no worse than the flu. The next it's the worst thing that ever happened. You're out there saying that these football games are going to be super spreader events, and we have absolutely not seen that. It was at your instigation that we did the shutdowns, which are absolutely not working anywhere they're tried. The places that are the most open right now, Florida and Texas, have the lowest rate of COVID per capita in the United States of America. Those are Republican governors with freedom-oriented rules and regulations saying, not only do we not have a mask ban, we're not going to allow you to have a mask ban. Some sort of, you can't have masking rules, you can't have a mandate on masking, you can't have a mandate on vaccines, you can't have a mandate on any of this stuff. If people want to get the vaccine, they can get it. If people want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. But that's the way it is. And yeah, lowest rates of COVID per capita in the United States of America are the two states that are the freest. You know where the worst place in the world is right now? Worst place in the world. It used to be Belgium. Belgium used to be the worst place for COVID. It had the highest rate of COVID and the highest death rate of anybody. Then I believe it was Brazil that overtook them. A couple of South American countries that have had problems with this. And then, now, are you ready for this? Slovakia. There's, you know, there used to be Czechoslovakia. Now we got the Czech Republic, and you've got Slovakia. They're two different countries when Eastern Europe busted itself apart like that. Well, these guys have the most draconian rules and regulations regarding social distancing, regarding shutting everything down. I mean, you're literally not allowed to leave your home. You're allowed to go to the grocery store on certain days. The grocery stores are open for very limited hours, keep people from mixing. They've closed every bar. They've closed every restaurant. They have got not just a mask mandate, but a surgical N95 mask mandate for everybody all the time. And right now, they have the highest rate of COVID per capita in the entire world. And they started all of this stuff a long time ago. They didn't just start these draconian measures recently. They started them back in, you know, mid-2020 when everybody was freaking out about it. And they've kept them in place all that time, and this is the payoff. They have the worst rate of COVID per capita in the entire world. So I don't know what more proof you need that these draconian measures don't work. I don't know what more proof you need that mask mandates, even N95 mask mandates, don't seem to stop the spread of this stuff. Closing things down does nothing but kill your economy and hurt your people. And it doesn't do a thing to slow or stop COVID. I mean, I think certainly getting an inoculation, if you get vaccinated, you at least have a better shot of surviving COVID. You know, you have less of a chance of you being hospitalized, less of a chance of you dying. But overall, the stuff is going to do what it does. It's a virus. It's going to run its course. It's going to do what it does. And yes, it's going to change, and there's going to be another variant. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have another wave of this. Get used to it, folks. We're living in COVID times. Here we are. Between COVID and the high price of gasoline, there wasn't that much to be thankful for this year, was it?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.